Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking to hold the flag today. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. If you've just tuned into the broadcast for the first time, and those of you that are regular listeners, I got one thing to say to you. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad. Because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. If you can also check us out check out my blog and see what's going on with me. My blog is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Kyle, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions and you'd like to be a guest on the show or anything that's on your mind, email me. And my email address is cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in Kyle, MOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. Today's broadcast, folks, get your pens, get your paper, take notes, because we are going to explore our topic, how to motivate the motivator. Before we get started, I want to pose a question to you. Have you ran out of motivation? Do you feel that you have low fuel? Motivating a person who spends all their time motivating others is just as challenging as deciding what gift to buy a person who has everything. Mr. Motivator and my guest will discuss the options that are available when the need arises to motivate the motivator. We're going to demonstrate that everyone will eventually need someone else. Before we get started with this awesome subject today, I want to introduce my guest to you. Folks, it gives me a great pleasure to introduce my guest. She is a host of a show called Let's Talk Truth. She's an author. She's a singer. She's a life coach. And she's just beautiful in everything she does and also in physical appearance. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the one and only, the awesome, the fabulous, the wonderful Miss Lois Bullock.
Good morning, everyone. I am so excited to be on this show, as I am every time Mr. Motivator invites me to be on his show. I am just loving to be here. And hopefully we'll be able to give you guys some insight and pique your interest in some things that's going to really bless you today.
Well, thank you, Lois. I am always excited when I know you're coming out to the studio or to talk, because we cover some great subjects and you give out information to our listeners and to our audience. And the feedback that we get, the emails that stack up every time you come on the show is always tremendous. So, again, Lord, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you've been busy you've been doing some remodeling on your home, and you've been working with the guests on your show and doing some appearances at different places, and I guess doing the shows where you go out to location and do them. And so, again, thank you for taking time out to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Ross, I'm going to let you start it off. Well, why is motivation important, and what do you want to lay out for us to get us going?
First of all, I want to say that motivation is absolutely necessary in a person's life.
Yes.
In order for people to be successful.
Okay.
We are operating in flesh.
Yes.
Flesh is has limits.
Okay.
And we want things to happen so bad in our lives, but when you reach a certain point, things don't really happen like you want to happen. You know, there's disappointment set in. Sometimes
yes.
you're hurt. And when these things take place in your life, it's hard to be motivated to continue.
Yes.
But motivation is necessary so that people won't give up.
Okay.
Because if you are trying to reach a particular goal, or you have said in your head that you want to accomplish a certain thing,
yes.
and it hasn't happened, if you give up, you'll never know if it's going to happen or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stay motivated so that depression won't set in. It's just a lot of things that happen negatively
yeah.
to our minds and to our bodies mm-hmm. if we don't stay motivated.
Wow.
And your topic today is how do you, you know,
motivate
the motivator.
Mm-hmm.
And can you just imagine being in a person's shoes who they're always up giving somebody else an upbeat message or to lift other people up and to encourage other people, and they're doing this on a daily basis. Well, it comes a point when they're the things that they want to do. And, you know, sometimes that's on the back burner because they're so busy trying to help somebody else that they're not really focusing on what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just imagine that can absolutely be devastating to a person. So, yes, a motivator needs to be motivated sometimes. Someone needs to be able to motivate them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I like what you said. The pressure can get in. So do you believe that most people that are successful, they're motivated and goal-directed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You have to be motivated not to give up.
Okay.
And this is why we're surrounded with people that love us. We're surrounded by people that care about our journey.
Yes.
Because life is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
We're headed to a particular place in our lives. We have it mapped out. And I tell everybody on my show, the show is called Let's Talk Truth. So we have to always encompass God in it.
Mm-hmm.
So God has a destination and a purpose for everyone.
Yes.
And I know you tell everybody to dream big,
mm-hmm.
and you will discover your purpose.
Yes.
But once you've discovered that purpose, you have to fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to fulfill your purpose, you must be motivated in some manner.
Yes.
Because you just can't. It takes a car needs gasoline to run.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks need diesel to go places.
That's right.
A human being, a person needs motivation. That's their fuel.
Wow.
For going forth, and that
wow.
they need that.
Wow, I love the way you said that, and you are absolutely 100% right. If we don't have motivation or have enough motivation, we're not going to be able to get any projects started. And if we do, we're not going to be excited about those projects because our time is not being well spent. Our time is being wasted on frivolous things.
Right. And this is why it's very important. Every individual experiences some type of failure.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Okay.
We all experience some type of disappointment.
Yes.
Now, if we become disappointed and we stop, if we fail at what we're attempting to do and we stop,
yes,
there's a difference in people who succeed after disappointment and failure and the people who don't succeed.
Yes.
People who are motivated to keep going, you are going to eventually succeed. And it's the timing, but everything, you will succeed. So you have to be motivated to continue. You have to be motivated to continue. So that's why it's really important.
That's right.
We have a lot of different reasons as to why we need to be motivated. A lot of these reasons are hidden within us. I may not tell you what my goals are. I may not tell you what my destination is in my life, but I need to be motivated to do it. And a lot of females need to be motivated, or people, period, need to be motivated because it gives them confidence. If you don't have confidence in your purpose and where you're going, guess what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
You're not going to make it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get there. So we have to be motivated to give us confidence in what we are attempting to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to shoot somebody down or really devastate their life, strip them of their confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're stripped of confidence, guess what? They won't continue.
Wow.
And so confidence is one of the things. Now, and as a female, just think about this. We are big on our looks. We want to impress with the way we look.
Yes.
We might have someplace we need to go, an event. We want to shine. We want to look pretty. So we need motivation in order to help us get into that beautiful dress.
Yes.
We want to get in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know a lot of people who are, a lot of females, they get ready to get married. They want to be skinny in that wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So events call for us needing motivation.
Yes.
To eat right, to do this, because I want to look fabulous. So that's another thing. So that's two things we have to. I want to look fabulous in my clothes, so I need motivation to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the confidence level.
Yes.
Then we need motivation in our positions, the positions at work, the things we do at work. We need motivation for those things. And have you ever thought about when you work, when you go to work and you have a position you're working in?
Yes.
Without motivation, that job can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember way back in the day, I was married, and my husband and I were getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I had not worked in years, so I just took a job because I was going to be on my own. I took a job that I did not like, and I thought I was way too qualified for.
Yeah.
I took a telemarketing job.
Okay.
Now, you talk about needing motivation.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked in a position that you thought was beneath you?
Yes, I have.
Or just a position that you didn't want to participate in?
Yes, I've had.
Well, I was in that position.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine had to motivate me because I hated that job.
Mm.
I was always in management. Why was I sitting on the phone, answering the phone, doing telemarketing work?
Yeah.
So I was discussing this with a friend of mine, and his words to me was, he said, I know you hate doing that, but what if you will just do that job like you're working for God?
Yes.
It'll make it easier. And I had to put my mindset in that respect. Okay, I'm going to work every day. I'm doing this for the glory of God. I'm doing it because I want to look good in God's eyes. I want to hold up the fact that, yes, I'm a Christian in a certain position, but I'm doing this for God. And do you know when I made that conscious effort,
mm-hmm.
that job became easier for me to do, and it was in less than a month I was promoted to management.
Wow.
So that's another thing mm-hmm. that you need to do. So the three things that I've named so far that boost our need for motivation
mm-hmm.
is to give us confidence, our appearance,
mm-hmm.
and also to make a job better for us that we're doing. And also, another thing that motivation does, it gives you purpose.
Gives you purpose.
Yes, it gives you purpose. If you're motivated, when you're really motivated, don't you feel good inside?
Yes, I do.
And I know that you are Mr. Motivator. You spend your time motivating people.
Yes.
And when you do that, that's your purpose. Mm-hmm. And when you fulfill your purpose, guess what? You feel good inside.
Yes, you do.
I know,
I feel great.
Yes, it seems like there's nothing you're not able to accomplish.
Yeah.
And you're bubbling over. You have energy. You have strength because you're fulfilling your purpose.
Yeah.
Well, motivation does that to you. And what would happen to you, Mr. Motivator, if you were in a position and they called you to be a motivational speaker for a group of people, and you were depressed?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it.
No.
You wouldn't be able, you couldn't do it effectively.
Yes.
You could do it, but it wouldn't be effective.
You're right.
And if you aren't effective, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Your purpose then is not fulfilled.
You're right.
You have not accomplished the job you set out to do.
Yes.
So you need motivating at times. Someone needs to tell you that you're doing a good job. Somebody needs to say, Mr. Motivator, I was so depressed the other day, but when I got through talking to you, you were a boost to my self-esteem. You were a boost to my intellect. Whatever, in whatever form you go to motivate, people feel that. And they want to be a part of their purpose. They want to make their purpose fulfilling. So this is why a lot of marriages fail, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is something that I can't prove it, but yet I know it. So I'm not trying to prove something. I'm just putting this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Husbands need motivating.
Mm-hmm.
Wives need motivating.
Yes. Yeah.
A husband that goes out and he works all the time and he's trying to make a living for his family, he needs his wife to say, honey, you're doing a good job, or you're awesome, and, you know, I'm really glad I married you, and things like that. Those are motivational, uplifting things that you can do to your marriage. Even though your wife may be a stay-at-home wife,
mm-hmm.
but you have to get to the point where you're motivated enough to, you know, husbands, walk in, kiss your wives, sometimes bring them flowers,
mm-hmm.
Just to let them know, I am so proud that I'm married to you. You're doing an excellent job with my household. You're keeping my household running. You're keeping the bills paid. I'm bringing the money, but you're putting it in the right places. I'm very pleased with the way you're doing our kids. It's so many things we can do to motivate each other, and your kids need motivating sometimes. They go to school every day. It's a humdrum thing every day. They you know, they're hit everybody to do certain things. Kids are mean to them. They're going through all these things, and when they do that, guess what happens? The kids feel better. Your whole household works better.
Yes.
So this is what that word motivate and motivation, that's a word that the world can't do without, because you need to do that to be successful.
Yes.
So those are a lot of, that's another thing that we're talking about.
It's
we're
funny.
Talking about purpose.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned some of those things, and I often think about that. You're right. Husbands need to be motivated. Wives need to be motivated. And sometimes I think We take each other for granted.
For granted.
Some husbands never stop bringing their wives flowers or surprising them with mm-hmm. something to let them know, and a small card or note, let them know how much they appreciate them or
mm-hmm.
they love them. And wives sometimes, instead of motivating their husbands, they criticize them. You say, oh, Johnny is a great driver. Oh, Johnny, he drives too close up. He just, and what does that do in front of Johnny? It's like it discourages him because, man, Lord complimented me on my driving, but now my wife, Julie, she had to say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other thing that got my attention, I think it was just this week, I was checking my Facebook and someone posted something on there. They said, hey, Mr. Motivator, you inspired me at one of the events you were speaking at, and I just love you so much. That just picked me up. It
uh-huh.
made me feel good. Because even when I'm doing comedy, last night I was performing out of town doing some comedy,
mm-hmm.
and I had to motivate the audience for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was able to motivate them to receive comedy, then my job was completed. But at first, it looked mm-hmm. as though no one was going to laugh. Everybody was staring at me.
Right.
So I use motivation in my comedy. I use motivation when I'm speaking in different areas or to different
mm-hmm.
companies.
That's right.
And it's very important.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
We need to be motivated with our health.
Yes.
And this is for our loved ones' sake. We have children, and we want to be around a long time to
mm-hmm.
see our children grow up, to help them on their little life journey and things like that. So we need motivation on eating right, or whatever it is that has to do with our health, whether we need checkups and things like that. And we need to be motivated to make sure that our bodies are in health, because we need to live long enough to do the things that we're supposed to do.
Thank you. No one's ever really discussed that here on the Mr. Motivator Show, but I thank you for bringing that out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be motivated even with our health and motivated in staying healthy. How many of us do you see that, well, I couldn't care less. I'm going to eat this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we go ahead and dump all this salt and sugar on
mm-hmm.
our plates. And we know that it's going to take a toll sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know just recently. You've changed your eating habits, and I've noticed
changed my eating habits.
So, what motivated you to change your eating habits?
Well, I'm motivated for two reasons. Maybe more than two reasons, but my main reason is I want to feel good every day.
Yes.
And when I was beginning to feel sluggish every day, and you just fall asleep anywhere, and you know, things that's not normally me. I grew up athletic and exercising and running and playing ball and stuff like that. And I play with my kids, and I have a little granddaughter that I want to live long enough to play with her and to run with her and to do things. So I was motivated to get, you know, drop some pounds. I've never been this big before in my life. It's not my normal weight. And I want to drop pounds. And then secretly, you know, I'm just waiting for God to send me that powerful husband.
Okay.
And I just want to be magnificently beautiful when he arrives.
Yeah.
So, you know, regardless of what it is, you're motivated to get your health right. And because you want to be all that you can be. And that brings up another point. The need to be motivated. There's a commercial on TV that talks about anything that's in motion, stay in motion, because they're prompting us to move, to
uh-huh.
do things.
Uh-huh.
So that is considered the power of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, we need to be motivated to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be motivated to walk and move. And it's called exercise.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't have to be in a, I say, a regimented exercise, but just do things to keep your body moving.
In other words, start somewhere.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Another thing I'd like to ask you about, I know that you have a successful a radio show, internet radio show, and you have a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what motivated you to start your own broadcast, and what keeps you motivated every week you come back, you come with a sensational show? What motivates you there?
Well, the one thing that motivates me is I love to talk.
Okay.
But I, when I talk, I want to be effective. I want to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
And my main thing is I try to offer the non-celebrity type of show.
Yes.
I want ordinary people who have something to say.
Okay.
And they've never had a platform to say it on.
Okay.
So that's why I was motivated to do my show. And this, I try to give people an opportunity. Say what's in your heart. Say what you feel. And because a lot of people were thinking things that's not necessarily true. And if we all bring it out in the open, put it down, apply the word of God to it, it helps us to come to the conclusion of what's true in our lives. Because we're being motivated. We want to make sure we're moving with the right thing in mind and not the wrong thing.
Yes.
So a lot of times you find people, you see women who are being abused by men, and it's because they don't know any better. Now, everybody can't go on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So to have things cleared up. So I would never dare try to compare myself to Dr. Phil or any of those people, but I do offer a platform. Say what's in your heart, and then let us weed it out.
Okay.
And apply the word of God to it and see if you can live with that. Because a lot of times we are wasting our lives, and when I say wasting our lives, we're non-productive. Mm-hmm. We wake up every morning, but we're not producing anything.
Yes.
And as you say on your show, everyone has purpose.
Yes.
And we,
I believe that.
There are so many of us, male and female, that don't, we live every day like that we don't have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we don't know we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes you can tell a person something over and over and over again, but it takes a certain kind of atmosphere before it ranks or a certain type of atmosphere for me to catch it and believe it.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
So this is why I was motivated to do my show. I want people to be able to recognize it's okay to have a problem, but let's find a solution for it.
I hear you. And, you know, I admire you for being a problem solver. And I don't know if I've mentioned it, but that's how we met years ago. We both worked in the financial services industry, and that's what you were great at, solving problems, all kinds of financial problems. You had a solution there. But I want to ask you this. Your poetry is so amazing, and I don't think I've ever read poetry that just really hits my heart the way your poetry does. Maya Angelou is one of my favorites. I admire her so much.
As well.
And I'd have to say you're ranked up there with Maya Angelou. I mean, you two guys are my favorite. And I'm excited about the fact that you're getting ready to release some of your poetry, because I think it's going to really touch a lot of lives. Now, tell me, what motivates you to write poetry and to write it in a way that it just captures someone's emotions and just it motivates them. How do you do that? What motivates you to do that?
Well, it's part of my makeup. It's what God put in me
mm-hmm.
to do.
Yes.
That corner of compassion, that
yes.
corner of caring, that love.
Mm-hmm.
We have in today's society been moved to do so many things by the mighty dollar.
Yes.
The dollar is when the dollar motivates you, then it's nothing life-lasting to me. But when you're motivated from within,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the most concrete thing you could do, is to be motivated from within.
Yeah.
And a lot of all of my poetry is put on paper based on an experience.
Wow.
But when I say experience, it's an experience I may have taken part in just with my eyes. I may see something
mm-hmm.
that motivates me to do a poem.
Okay.
One poem in particular that really touched me deep down within,
mm-hmm.
I was driving through the southern sector of South Dallas, of
yes.
Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a lady who I knew was on drugs. You could tell, and people call her, "Oh, look at that crackhead!" And I, when I see a female
mm-hmm.
who is on crack,
mm-hmm.
that does something to me deep down within, because crack takes away your dignity. It takes away everything.
Yes.
And I saw this lady. On that day I was riding,
mm-hmm.
and she had such an impact on me.
Yeah.
I came home and I wrote a poem, and it's called Inside I Cry.
Wow.
And so those type of experiences is what lead me to do poems. They're poems that encourage. I have a daughter, my firstborn child. I wrote a poem for her when she was born.
Really?
Because I want her to be, I want her to look back and be inspired by it.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to know that you meant something.
Yes.
To me.
You, yes.
you were put here for a purpose.
Yes.
I did one for my son also.
Wow.
Because I want him to know that you are a powerful man of God. This is how you came into the world, but this is your purpose. And so I do poems for those reasons. And I just hope that when people read them, that they will also feel what I feel. And I just believe, as you do, I'm sure, when you're motivating people,
mm-hmm.
you want to, what I put on paper, I know what I'm saying, but I want you to know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So that's why you put your heart in everything. If you'll, my favorite singer,
okay,
is Dolly Parton.
Yes.
I love Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton, I know, writes a lot of her songs.
Okay.
And the reason I feel the way I do about her,
mm-hmm.
you cannot put lyrics together like she does,
yes.
unless you're good inside. You have to have a purpose inside to do stuff.
Yes.
So that's why, you know. And I really love people who can put their feelings on paper.
Yes.
And then can make me feel what they're saying.
Yeah, that's powerful.
That's powerful. And you have to be motivated to do those things. We have to be motivated to participate in everything. I have to be motivated to give you something, and you have to be motivated to receive it.
You're right. And what I'd like to do, Lord, when your book is completed, when you finish publishing your book,
mm-hmm.
Could you come back and be a guest so we can have a poetry moment? Because I would love for you to share some of your poetry,
of course,
with for our audience?
I'd love to.
Oh,
I want, I'd love to. I want them to be able to do, to experience what I've experienced. Because you don't have to go to the Grand Canyon to experience the Grand Canyon.
That's
somebody can write about it in such a way that you're there. You know, you automatically know that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, this is just something that's awesomely done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, this is your information is awesome, and I think for me, just to hear you talk about motivation and to see you actually being a product of the product is awesome. Now, what I'd like to ask you too, Lois, sometimes I run into difficult people that fight against motivation. In other words, I run into people who are stuck in that rut. They don't want to be motivated, or they think motivation is against them. How do you deal with people who are absolutely negative and they want to put a balloon, stick a pin in every balloon that you show them?
And pop your balloon.
Yeah, and pop your balloon.
First of all, you have to be a very powerful person to entertain a negative atmosphere.
Yeah.
Therefore, I would suggest don't test the waters.
Okay.
If you know somebody's negative, get out from around them.
Mm-hmm. All right, I like that.
I don't entertain too many negative people because before you know it, they've got you negative, if no more than to make you angry at them.
You're right. Oh, I like what you said. So you're saying that that negativity, it also has an energy transference.
Yes,
that we
got. Yes, it does. Just as I can motivate you, mm-hmm. I can unmotivate you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yes, if you're entertaining someone who's negative, I know this person
mm-hmm.
that I love them dearly. I just don't like them.
Yes.
I don't like them. So, when you find somebody that you don't like, that's a negative person.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love you, mm-hmm. Mr. Motivator,
yeah,
if you constantly had something negative to say anywhere,
yeah,
if we're traveling, it's negative.
Yeah.
If we're sitting for breakfast,
yeah,
it's negative.
Yeah.
It's always something negative.
Right.
Oh, my God, that wears on your patience.
You're right, it sure does.
It wears you down. So, yeah, there are a couple of people that I know. I love them dearly,
uh-huh.
but I don't like them.
Yeah.
Because they can never see that silver lining in a cloud. It's always, all they can see is the rain.
Wow.
And they never once really say to themselves, there's positivity in the rain.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You don't, yeah, you know, they don't look at it as, you know, it's raining on me today because I need water.
Yes.
You know, it's always, oh, my God, I'm doing this. Oh, my God. Believe it or not, the most anything, adversity,
mm-hmm.
there's positive in your adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what it's going to do?
Yeah.
It's going to strengthen you.
Yes.
It's going to make you push to rise above whatever is holding you down.
Yes.
So this is why people need to look at it and stop. Oh, I woke up this morning. Oh, my God, it's so drab outside. You know, there's no sun shining. You know, oh, my God, the sun is not shining.
Yeah.
Maybe your eyes couldn't take the glare today. I always look at whatever it is as being positive. You know, there's positivity in everything that goes on. And you know why I know it is? Because I'm God's creation.
Yes.
So how can he allow something around me to make me depressed?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You just can't do it. And one case in point.
Oh, yeah, give us.
I went out to a place one day this week that I had to show my driver's license.
Okay.
Normally, you show it, you have to show it at the gate. So when I pulled my license out and they wrote down whatever and gave them back to me, I had to drive through the gate. So I didn't do as I normally do, put it right back in my wallet. I forgot, being that they were out, and I didn't know what I'd done with them, and I didn't even realize it until I got home.
Mm.
So I had stopped two places before I got home. When I came in the house, I looked in my wallet, and I said, oh, my God, I've lost my driver's license.
Okay.
And I panicked. Oh, God, I hope I didn't drop them at this place that I stopped, because everybody goes through there. And, oh, my God, if someone got my license, I began to talk myself into a panic.
Mm.
And I stopped another place. Oh, my God, I hope I didn't drop it there. You know. So I came home, and I said, well, let me get my birth certificate so I can go and get a duplicate license. Got my birth certificate. But while I was getting my birth certificate, I said, let me stop panicking. And I said a little prayer. I said, God, I know you're not going to let me lose my license. You're going to look out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to do something good for somebody, so why would I lose my license? I said, so you've got to take care of this. I went to my car, and something said, open your rear door and look beside your seat, your front seat. I said, oh, my God, they're my license.
Wow. Wow.
They had fallen, but they had fallen inside the car.
Yeah.
Now, that was a bleak moment right then. It was a very bleak moment. If you allow your bleak moments to consume you,
mm-hmm.
you won't ever see that silver lining.
Yes.
Now, just what would have happened had I just panicked, hopped in that car, drove over there, got duplicate license, spent that money, and then come back, and when somebody was cleaning out the back seat of the car, they'd say, oh, I found your license. I would have felt so stupid.
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, I was not sometimes, all of the time,
mm-hmm.
when you think a negative situation has devastated you, we need to stop.
It's not as bad as we think it is.
The wolf looks bigger because he's standing at your door.
Yeah.
But he's not big at all.
You're right. Well, no, you are absolutely right. What about the people that are panicking on Obamacare, and they're getting hysterical and having heart attacks, and what would you say about people
Listen,
jumping quick to the
next? Let me say this.
Yes, ma'am.
If I am panicking because the Democrats did this and the Republicans did that, what am I?
Yeah.
Am I serving man or what?
Yes.
You know, I believe God, he spoke to, he said, let there be light, and what was it?
There was light.
Now, that was light all over. He put everything in place.
Yes, he did.
Why am I worried about what these men are doing down here?
Yes.
I shouldn't. I'm going to keep right on marching. I'm
going
to keep right on living.
Yeah.
My life is not defined by the economic structure.
I got you. So whether there's Obamacare, Blue Care, Dental Care, you're still going to keep writing poetry,
doing
your show,
moving forward.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep being positive.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer positive life solutions if I can. If you'll listen, we're going to move past that. We're going to shut down. I don't care if the government shuts down 2 weeks. 3 weeks,
yes.
A year.
Yeah.
God knows how long to let them stay shut down.
Yeah, and you're not going to shut down
because
they
do. I'm not going to shut down because they do.
Do you believe that the majority of most politicians are negative and they look at a lot of analytical things in their mind?
Of course.
And they blow them out of proportion?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%.
And people, I just think that people who panic like that,
yes.
go back.
Yeah.
Regroup.
Yeah.
You didn't come here. No man brought you here. No man, it takes certain things for a woman to get pregnant, but that powerful being that got you here is
yeah.
that powerful being that's going to keep you here.
Yes.
And we just have to realize, and I know this is cliche when people say, don't just know who you are, but whose you are. But that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know who am I representing.
Yes.
You know, we want it to be fair. Have you ever known a man to be fair?
No.
We're flesh.
Yes.
We can only be what flesh lets us be.
Yes.
That's why we have a superior power over us.
Yes.
Something that's supernatural.
You're right. Because we just run over each other.
Yes.
But and speaking of you talking about, you know, somebody that's just negative all the time, and they get angry and they look out and get depressed, and you don't like even taking them any place because they constantly complain.
Yes.
Let me ask you, what do you think their marriage is like? Does it affect their marriage or are
not
their marriage?
Only is it 9 times out of 10,
mm-hmm.
they're not gonna be married.
Mm, when they're negative like this.
Nobody wants to wake up to a negative anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I want a husband that when I wake up in the morning, even though my breath may not be as sharp as it should be, I want my husband to say, hey, honey, you are the most beautiful thing in the world, even before I wash my face.
I heard you.
Even if my hair is sticking all
yeah.
over my head,
yeah.
I want them to smooth my hair down and kiss me on my cheek
yeah.
or whatever
yeah.
and tell me, you know, this is going to be a wonderful day today.
I got you. Don't want to wake up with some guy telling you, oh, you got this ugly pimple on your face and your nose is
honey, did you notice that gown doesn't look good on you anymore? Well, this is why you pop him in his eye and say, well, now you can't see that.
Well, you know, that reminds me of something I heard once before a long time ago. Lord, there was a guy talking, I think he was a millionaire, and he said, an ant, as small as it is, it's a very, very small, tiny creature, but an ant can carry something 10 times its size
mm-hmm.
because of its capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, no ant can carry a load if his heart is heavier than the load. So you think that negativity weighs our heart down?
Listen,
yes.
Negativity can stop a freight train.
Mm.
Negativity is
yes.
absolutely destructive.
Okay.
You cannot muster past negativity.
Okay.
That's why you have to change it.
Yes.
You cannot let it operate.
Mm-hmm.
When it operates, you have given negativity the full an agreement. You've given them the right of way.
Yes.
Go ahead and destroy my life.
Yes.
Go ahead and destroy everybody's life around me. Because you're going to look around. If you're a negative person, you're going to look around one day and, God, I don't have any friends.
You're right.
Nobody wants to come to see me.
You're right.
You know, I'm a person, I don't have a lot of female friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like the girlfriend role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that girlfriend. If I were you, you are not me. Let's do something positive.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about your husband and what he ain't got. He ain't got this. And, you know, you with him, maybe
right.
he ain't got a good
right.
wife.
Right.
And the same thing with men. When you find men that's always criticizing,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be
women.
Critical.
Yeah, being critical.
Yes.
Of women.
Oh, my wife don't do this. You know, oh, she don't do that. There. Oh, she don't. Maybe you got the wrong wife.
I heard you. So in other words, you don't join that group that likes to get together and they sit and talk for hours and hours, running down their husband or running down their wife.
I don't do the female thing unless we're doing something
positive.
Positive and something that's going to produce results. I'm not just going to sit and gossip with you all day.
I hear you. And do you think some of those people don't realize that they're negative and maybe they have two great friends, everybody gets together, and they feel like, I need to stop Lois from being with us. And therefore, I got to find something to go to Lois and say about her, this other friend. Then I go to the other friend and say something about Lois.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a negative person that likes to create discord and gossip?
Yes, yes.
Most
negative people don't like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They don't like themselves. So if they don't like themselves,
nobody
don't like nothing around you. People dislike themselves,
yeah.
And that's so sad,
it is sad
that you're in a position of influence and you don't even like yourself. How can you influence me?
It's sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Was thinking about some of the people that have a dislike or hate Michelle Obama,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to do something positive with the children and our children, and obesity, and she's trying to, you know, really encourage people along the lines of health and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people talking about criticizing her, her body build. Do you think that's negative?
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Yes, it is negative, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And the most beautiful person in the world will get criticized.
Wow.
By somebody who has issues.
Yes.
When you find people who, they look at Michelle Obama, whatever it is, you're criticizing her, but she's your first lady. She's over you.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter how wide her tootie is.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if she wears a sleeveless dress.
Yes.
Just give her her honor that she's supposed to have as the First Lady of the United States of America.
Yes.
And that's what somebody's problem is. They don't have anything other than that to say. It just grinds their gears that she's the First Lady of the United States of America.
Yes.
Deal with it.
You
know, no one said anything about the other First Ladies and how they look.
No, that's right. You didn't see that in with politicians and the media talking about their body built and their posterior being too big or whatever.
And then one thing they have to realize, though she's First Lady of the United States of America, she's a sister. And I don't know a sister that don't have a ghetto onion.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just, you know.
You just come with those packages.
You come with those packages. Deal with it because I grant you, you may have a problem with it,
mm-hmm.
but the rest of America loves it.
Yes. You're right. I agree with you. Do you think, what do we need to, people need to do to stay motivated or to avoid that kind of stuff? Give us some other things.
Well, one thing that I feel you need to do to stay motivated, number one, if you don't know what your purpose in life is,
mm-hmm.
find out what your purpose in life is.
Okay.
And then do everything you can possibly do to reach that goal. You've got to be excited.
Yes.
You've got to be excited about where you're going.
Okay.
What were you put here to do?
Yes.
That should excite you that somebody thought enough of you to put an assignment in your hand.
Right.
So we need to look at, what am I assigned to do? How do I want to make it look?
Okay.
Because, you know, even from grade school on up, we were taught when you turn in a paper,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you write legibly,
mm-hmm.
you print legibly, because that paper will ultimately tell people who you are.
Yes.
So that's the way we should be in life. we should treat our purpose in life because your name is on it.
Yes.
No one's name is going to be on your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So if your purpose is to, you were put here to motivate people and you're doing a lousy job, then you need to get excited inside and say, look, I need to change this.
Yes.
Because if I don't change it, then Mr. Motivator will go down in history saying, he was Mr. Motivator, but God, he was crappy. He didn't, you know, I don't want my legacy. I don't want to leave anything behind to say I did not accomplish the things that I was put here to accomplish.
Yeah.
So that's how we have to treat ourselves. We have to look at, I want to be the best that I can be. I don't want to be you. I don't want to be her.
Yeah.
I want to be the best me.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have someone say, 100 years from today, you know, Lois was a powerful blog talk radio personality, or she absolutely ministered to me. She was my mentor. She did this, and I wanted to be the best that I can be. Mm-hmm. And if that don't motivate you, you need to go and take motivation away.
And, you know, one thing I noticed about you, Lois, and you've introduced me to a lot of your friends, and you have a lot of positive friends. You know, I met one of your builders or the gentleman that's remodeling your home, and I've never met someone so positive. So how did you do that? How do you connect with these positive
people? Well, all I can say, positive begets positive.
I heard you. So when you're positive, you attract other
positive.
You attract,
and then you want to. You want to be run in positive circles.
Yeah.
You don't want to be associated with negative people. You want to be motivated to do what's uplifting. Mm-hmm. You want to leave a mark of positivity.
Yeah.
You want to leave a motivational mark somewhere on somebody's life.
Yeah.
You want to stamp that heart so that they'll never forget you in a positive manner.
Yeah. You know, Lois, I saw some of your pictures back in high school. I think you were a drum major, is that correct? And you know, you're beautiful now, and you was just as beautiful then at that time. Now I want to ask you, do you think women that deal with low self-esteem issues, do you think, and I've seen some young ladies that are very attractive, and they have a self-esteem problem, do you think that's contributed to someone, a negative influence to ring? The reason why these ladies want to, harm themselves or slice their wrists or get on drugs. What do you think attributes to that?
A lot of low self-esteem. They have not had someone positive in their life to let them know you're pretty and you're not measured by what society says is beautiful.
Okay.
You're not measured by anything but what comes out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand, if you don't care for me, I'm not the problem. You are.
Okay.
The problem is in you.
Yes.
And that's what we need to tell our young ladies. What if my hair is short? We have short hair. We cut our hair short. We have our hair long. Whatever our purpose is, let the world know I'm who I am.
Okay.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
And if you have a problem, that problem is in you. It's not in me. So I'm going to float on, you know. I'm going to be everything that I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to go on.
I hear you. So are you saying it's okay if a woman wants to get college in her lips, or she wants to have some changes on her face, and if she doesn't want to do it, it's still okay.
It's okay. I just, anytime we enhance our, we just make sure that enhancement is done for you, and you don't do it because you feel like you're ugly. God didn't make any mistakes when he made you look like you look. So just do it for the right reasons. That's all I can say. Whatever you have done to you, do it for the right reasons. That's motivation.
Well, it sure is. Well, Lois, I tell you, I have really enjoyed the broadcast and enjoyed you being here with us today. Folks, it looks like we're out of time. Lois, again, thank you for being here with us. You know, And you're just awesome. You know, you inspire me in so many different ways. But let me say to you, folks, success is yours. Motivate yourself and motivate others. Let motivation fill your world. And remember, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I'm Mr. Motivator. I want to thank you all for tuning in with us to our broadcast today, and we welcome you. We look for you on the next broadcast next week, same time, same place. This is Mr. Motivator. Have a wonderful, great, beautiful weekend, folks. Thank you, and God bless.